Welcome back to another episode of Afghan Bible Preacher episode. And today we are going to answer another question. And this question is very important for every Christian to know. Especially nowadays that people are very easy to fall into temptation and be distracted and do something wrong which is going to be regretted by them soon. So question was sent by a listener, and the question was that is watching porn and is masturbation okay in Christianity? So I request Dr. Ace to answer this question and give a clarity to this topic.
Thank you, Zafar, for this opportunity that we can discuss once again this topic, you know, of whether pornography and masturbation they are wrong in the sight of God. And of course, it can be a complicated question because, you know, they involve things which are somewhat not physical, but more of mental, you know, and then it leads to something physical, right? So, you know, the thing is that we know very well that the word porn is actually from the Greek word pornia. And you know what? The same word is the root word of the word fornication. Like we read in Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, it says that for out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and slanders. And verse 20 says that these are the things which defile the man. So means, you know, this is one of the acts which actually corrupts man. Fornication means sexual relationship outside of marriage, and adultery refers to sexual relationship being unfaithful to your partner. So these are things which defile a man, which corrupts a man. These are sinful things, and you know, like evil thoughts, murders, adultery, fornications. The word, like I said, the word porn is from the same root word of Greek pornia, means it is more related to lust, you know. It is related to how we channelize our lust, right? Lust in itself towards your wife is actually something which is expected, and which is lustful passion towards one's wife is expected, and it is to be used and channelized. But lust, when it gets out of control, then it is, you know, it begins to control us, and we begin to obey the lust. Like Romans chapter 6 verse number 12 says, do not let sin reign in your body so that you obey its lusts, right? So definitely pornography is wrong, because when we see porn, we are actually obeying its lust to see anything, to watch anything which is lustful, you know. And the way to prevent that is also given to us, that we need to read Romans chapter 13 verse 14, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regarding to its lust. Means, you know, just don't watch porn actually, because it's going to cause lust to develop in you actually. You know, it's the way to escape that is to make no provision for the flesh. And if we are watching pornography, then we are actually giving lust an open door to promote it, actually. So this makes it perfectly clear that pornography is wrong, and it is something which we need to flee from. And it is written in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 22. Now flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. Means, of course, we have to run away from these things. You know, I suggest that when the temptation to watch porn and the temptation to cause these kind of things comes, we have to run away from them. And we have to make ourselves busier. We have to move away from that area. We have to make ourselves in such a place that we do not follow these lusts. In fact, 1 John chapter 2 verse number 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. Means that the lust of the flesh, which is you know, it is like we desiring someone in a fleshly way. And the lust of the eyes, which is, of course, channelized through pornography. And of course, the pride of life, you know, is not from the Father, but from the world. And the next verse is terrifying. The world is passing away and its lusts as well. But the one who does the will of the Father lives forever. Means that not only are these things wrong, but they create a negative impact in our life. They hurt God. They hurt us as well. And, you know, at times they can hurt other people as well. You know, your own view of the women will begin to change if you watch a lot of pornography. You will think of them in a negative, in a derogatory way. And that is something which is not to be encouraged. And we have to, you know, not just Paul, actually, not just John. Peter also asked us to do the same thing. He says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 11, if you will read, it says, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul." So our lusts actually wage war against the soul. Means that the true desire of the soul is to seek God. But the lusts in us, they are actually waging a war. It's like a war. It's like a real war. And we have to fight this war. We have to be careful so that we do not give flesh the opportunity to watch or see anything which is wrong. And it's, you know, it's definitely something which we need to work on. Peter says that once again in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14, "As obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance." Means, yes, of course, in our previous life when we were unaware of Jesus Christ, perhaps we were doing such things, but now no longer shall we do those things. That's what he means too. And if we are still doing those things, we need to repent, you know, and we need to become holy. Verse number 15, 16 onwards, he talks about being holy. So far the thing is that God encourages holiness, and of course that means that we have to say no to porn, you know. Now comes the issue of masturbation. Now, it is a more complicated issue because nowhere in the Bible is masturbation addressed as well. And I, being a doctor, do know that, you know, that the flesh, you know, it demands an outlet for the semen, right, at times. So it is very simple for me once I understand that if masturbation is accompanied by lust and lustful image, then it is definitely wrong. And 99% of the time, that's how it is, you know, that's how it is, that without lustful thoughts and lustful images in our mind, in our brains, we cannot masturbate, right? It is impossible to masturbate for any man or a woman without a lustful image in her mind. That is simply out of the question. Sometimes it may be that, you know, you are so full of semen that you want an outlet, and even without lust, it just, you know, you just touch your organ and it comes out. I'm just being very frank here because I'm a doctor. I'm just being very frank here. So in that way, I think that is not sinful. Perhaps, I'm not sure, but that's what I think, that in that way, when lust is not involved, you know, and some person masturbates and lets it out, maybe in that case it is justified. I'm not sure. I'm just thinking. Maybe that's my opinion. But when lust is involved, every activity, lustful watching, lustful touching, lustful masturbation, it's all wrong, definitely. And I do not say that, you know, that everyone, of course, men are often guilty of these sins, of course. And we have to understand that we are guilty of these sins. We have to come together towards God and accept that, yes, Lord, we want to overcome these sins. We want to become holier. And, you know, in this is the only way by which, if once we accept that we are unholy, then we can begin the process of becoming holy, right? We need to accept first, and God will give us the grace to become holy. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you, Dr. Ace. Thank you so much for answering this question. And I'm glad that all the listeners understood that why they shouldn't do those things, and they should always be with God. Thank you so much. And listeners, you can always send your questions to us on afghanbiblepreacher@gmail.com, and we will be glad to answer your questions. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Thank you.